Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. Yesterday on Monday, we talked about the Greater Thumb Conference. Today, we talk about the Blue Water Area Conference and NCTL High School A Player Football. We try to breeze through this. We had a lot of talk yesterday in the Greater Thumb Conference with Jonathan Bisher. And also, this gentleman here, Mike Gallagher, back again in the studios from the Sandlake County News. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I had to skip out a little bit early yesterday, but looking forward to sticking around for a couple hours tonight and, talking some BWAC football, talking some A-player football. We were both at the Crosley Lex game last week. Lots to talk about there. Yeah. And then lots to talk about an A-player. You know, a lot of Brown City, Pat, Kingston, a lot of great games last week. And looking forward to talking to you about them.
Yeah, some good games this week also. Also on the phone with us, he's coming back from a cross-country event in Reese. Scotty B, Scott Bosley from the Tuscola County Advertiser. Scotty B, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Actually killing time right now. I'm doing a twofer right now. I got cross-country just finished, and now I'm going to be going into some volleyball action. Reese has Laker tonight, so I figured I'd stick around and check that out. So,
yeah, volleyball time. Yeah, volleyball starts right at 7 o'clock, so you're actually in your car talking to us.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Mike is going to zip on over to where you're going to.
I'll be at Croswell Lexington tonight. They're taking on Imlay City, state-ranked Imlay City. Croswell Lex volleyball 20-4 on the season. So I'm looking forward to seeing them in person and seeing how they match up against Imlay City.
How about you, Scotty?
I'm excited to see the returning state champs. Obviously, young this year, and Reese, and they got a lot of growing to do. But Angie Compton back at the helm, who just got announced as coach of the year. Yeah. So congratulations to her, but. Yeah, Laker, I heard, is, young this year, down this year. And Reese, I have a feeling, could put it to him tonight, but you just never know.
Get a little bit of volleyball. I know you also need a whole other sports line show just to focus on volleyball.
Cross country. So. Volleyball and cross country, tennis. It's hard to work those other sports in when there's so much football to talk.
That's why they should go to your newspapers, Tuscola County Advertising, and the Sandlake County News.
Yeah.
You guys do a heck of a job covering, by the way. The Wednesday edition of the Sandlake County News comes out every Wednesday. Get your online edition. Tuscola County Advertiser, Saturday, online edition, and on paper comes out tomorrow, Wednesday also. So what's the big expose in your paper for Wednesday, Scotty?
I did a feature story on Angie being named Coach of the Year, and a little gamer on Kerry Messing winning his first game as reset coach in the Sugar Bowl last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Nice. That's the game you covered. We talked about that yesterday, how Reese got their first win of the season.
So if you're if you're a Reese Rocket fan, make sure to pick up the Advertiser tomorrow.
Definitely full of Reese, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The victory was too sweet. Yes.
That is I'm pretty sure that's my headline tomorrow, unless someone change it on me, but...
And then Mike Gallagher, what's your big expose? Was the
Of course you got to have Croslex Armada football, and then actually a story about Croslex volleyball. Although I haven't seen them yet in person, talked to Coach Wilson yesterday and put together a kind of a rundown of how they've done so far this season, and that's kind of why I'm so excited to see them in person tonight.
All right, let's talk about those scores in Week 3 high school football, the Blue Water Area Conference, which we'll be talking about here in this segment. Croswell Lexington Pioneers defeat Armada 34-12. North Branch shuts out the Yale Bulldogs 51-0. Give the dog a bone, man. Elmont Raiders invade Imlay City Spartans 42-17. Spartans! Go down and lost there to the Raiders. Also on Friday, the Ubley Bearcats. Oh, boy, they just nipped the Marlette Red Raiders 57-16. Our game of the night will be Marlette hosting Sandusky. Interesting game. We talked about that yesterday. The podcast of the Monday edition of Sportsline is up right now at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Harbor Beach Pirates, they take over the ship at the Cassidy Redhawks, make them fly the coop at 30-16. Sandusky football team defeats Memphis 52-14. First one of the season for Sandusky with that one. The Lakers flood the Vassar Vulcans, put out the fire with the water 50-10. The Reese Rockets get their sweet victory over the Unionville Seaboyne Patriots 34-6. And Scotty's going to let us know if there's going to be a game or not. Maddox Hatchets chops down Carroll 49-0. In high school A-player football, it was on a Thursday, Auburn Hills Oakland Christian defeating Mayville 60-18. Auburn Hills Oakland Christian making some noise in the NCTL. Kingston Cardinals also making some noise as they defeat Genesee Wolves 50-14. North Huron over Caseville 56-18. Peck Pirates over Akron Fairgrove Vikings. The Horn gets put away 50-22. New Haven Merritts, big win over Bay City All Saints. Makes things really interesting in that 38-30 win. Carsonville Port Sanlac defeating Ashley 32-22. The KPAC Chiefs, a big win here also for them to stay in the hunt. Burton Atherton with the win over them 32-22. KPAC with a win. And then it was Toledo Christian, boy, defeating Deckerville big. Big win there for Toledo Christian as they came up from Ohio to take them down. Brown City defeating Onekaba 52-0. An 11-player game on Saturday also was Richmond over Detroit University Prep 28-6. And the final score, help me out here, for Toledo Christian over Deckerville.
That was 54-8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Deckerville got a score.
So. Deckerville scored at the end, yeah.
So.
Yep.
So what stands out for you, Scotty, with those scores?
You know, outside of the Deckerville score, obviously. But, you know, going into that game, it sounded like, you know, Coach Brown was going to use that as a learning tool. And you knew going into that game it was going to be a tough game. We saw what they did who would they play? Oh, Adrian Lenaway Christian, who's a tough squad. We saw what they did to them. And, you know, that kind of stands out to me. But obviously my game of the week this week, Reese getting the win over USA, getting the points on the board, getting that relief off of them. There was a lot of pressure over there. It seemed like there was some, you know, just uncomfortableness. They wanted to win and didn't know what the next step was. And it seemed like they were able to finally figure it out on Friday. So I think to me that Reese win really sticks out as far as getting over that hump. Now, next week to go against Bad Axe will be as easy. Probably not. But, you know, getting that win finally and not going winless is definitely huge.
All right. What game are you going to be covering week four?
I'm going to be taking in another game where another team gets their first. And Carroll hosts Vassar. Used to be a decent rivalry. Want to see what Vassar brings. Two brand new head coaches. And Vassar, you know, took a thumping against Laker. Carroll's looking for that first win still. So go right in our own backyard.
All right. Coming up, we'll talk about the Blue Water Area Conference, what happened. So tune in, folks, in this 5 o'clock segment of Sportsline Radio Show, our high school football recap of the Blue Water Area Conference and high school player football when we come back.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by Jones Equipment, rental, sales, and service in Fort Gratiot today.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler with Kohler's Propane. Looking back, it's been a real nice summer, but each day is closer to fall and cooler weather. When it's time for your furnace to go on, will you be ready? You will be if you depend on Kohler's Propane. For 73 years, we've been keeping homes and businesses in the Thumb and Blue Water area warm and cozy. Our goal is to provide you with quality products and superior service. We guarantee your price for one full year, offer free tank installation, free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. At Kohler's, we have a commitment to our customers and communities we serve to continue to provide the level of service we would expect ourselves. For information, call us toll free, 800-572-2191, or visit our website, getkohlers.com. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Welcome back to the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. Recap of week 3 action and looking ahead to week 4 as we are talking about the Blue Water Area Conference today and also the high school A-player football action. So we're going to start things off. Big game going on this upcoming week 4. Let's talk about the North Branch Broncos. Still undefeated. Defeated the Yale Bulldogs. No problem. Job done. Now they move on and get ready for the Elmont Raiders. And no surprise, their schedule kind of started off a little easy here, Scotty.
Yeah. If my service goes out, just go on without me, guys. But I'm doing all right now. But North Branch, big win for them. As Eddie said, you know, kind of a easier start to the season. If you had strength of schedule, they'd probably be one of the lower ones. You know, a big night by Aiden Swash. Headline in tomorrow's paper, Swash goes swoosh, as he has 170-some yards rushing, a couple touchdowns on Friday night. And then Will Damascus also eclipsed 100 yards rushing as well. So, again, feeding the monsters down there at North Branch. And I think four different players found the end zone, if I'm not mistaken. So another big game by North Branch's run game. Haven't really seen a lot of their pass game, but they don't really need it. It's there if they need it, but haven't really seen them need it too much as of yet.
Now, you want to keep the game honest, especially with this team coming up against Elmont. The Thumbtugger Sports Crew is going to cover on Channel 1. Or at Channel 2 at thumbtrader.com. It'll be North Branch at Elmont. 475 total yards for North Branch against Yale. They did have 92 yards passing, trying to keep that game fresh and honest, but the bread and butter, over 383 rushing yards for North Branch. Using the same offense, because if folks don't know, and there's really get into the North Branch football coverage in the last couple of years, Jeremy Furman was the old head coach at the Elmont Raiders, and Coach James Lusby was also part of that staff, and he is now the head coach over the last several years. And this game has become, for us, salivating rivalry now with North Branch and Elmont, especially the fact, according to your information here, Scotty, that one of Jeremy Furman's sons actually plays for Elmont.
Yeah. I mean, that's an interesting different twist on it, right? I mean, outside of the excitement that they're two top BWAC squads, you got that little family twist on it, which makes things even more interesting.
Yeah, 35-0 at the half for North Branch against Yale. They scored 8 more points in the third and then 8 more in the fourth. So they kind of took it easy and just ran the ball as they knew they had the victory in hand here for North Branch. Now we're going to see North Branch against a good team. All the tools are there. You know, they just kind of reload a little bit. Will Damascus coming back for his, what, fifth-year redshirt season?
Feels like it.
Aiden Swash, he had about 179 yards. You might have something different. He had two touchdowns, according to the digital scout stats that we have here also. Damascus also able to rush himself. But they have a great, great lineup in backfield. They can pick anybody at this point. Lucas Chapman, pretty good blocker there, helping him out. Will Damascus had 128-plus yards and two touchdowns, but Lucas Chapman got into the end zone with his 49 to 50 yards, six carries alone with two touchdowns. With Swash, he had two touchdowns. Damascus, the quarterback, two touchdowns for North Branch. Chapman with two touchdowns also. They have many weapons. And don't forget about Ryan Henney, who would show up in bright spots last year also. He's back on the team here also. He only had 23 yards, but he's ready when you need him.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I kind of said to you guys the other day in our group chat there that, you know, so many mouths to feed in North Branch. It's going to take away from a possible player of the year style, but from what I, you know, can guess, but, you know, that's going to be something that is going to be good for them in the long run, because they're going to have so many different options that they can go to and, you know, throw their opponent off. But, yeah, this is an exciting game coming up. This is kind of their first real test of the season, I'd imagine.
Yeah, 56-0, the first win of the season. 60-7 over Emily City, and now over North over Yale for North Branch, 51-0. A lot of points there, Mike.
Yeah, I think the thing that stands out to me when you look at these rushing stats, Swash, 179 yards. That's on 11 carries. That's 16 yards a carry. Damascus, 128 yards on just 5 attempts. That's 25 yards a carry. And then Lucas Chapman, 49 yards on just 6 attempts. That's 8 yards a carry. So these guys, they're not just grinding games out, you know. They're going to the power tee, and they're getting big plays out of it. And you know, I think that does have a lot to say about the teams that they've played so far. But that's also really impressive that you're getting that type of chunk plays out of the type of offense that North Branch runs. Will Damascus, 4 of 7 passing, 92 yards. That's something we've talked about before with these types of offenses. You don't go to the air very often, but when you do, it's usually for a big play. And I think we're going to see a lot more of Will Damascus in these upcoming weeks as, you know, they get into the tougher part of their schedule.
213 yards rushing so far for the quarterback in North Branch. He can pass well now. He's getting better and better. obviously, through each year, and he's probably at his peak right now as where he wants to be, or at least Coach Furman wants him to be. Swash, so far here, Scotty, 424 yards rushing against three, I guess you could say, lower-level teams, but six touchdowns. Yeah. Still impressive.
Yeah, absolutely. He's definitely my top three in the area for rushing yards. I think he's number two now after this past week. But, yeah, he's been rushing the ball well, and, you know, we kind of expected his name to be mentioned. I was looking more Will DeMaster, Ryan Henny possibly was going to be the leader, but Aiden Swash has definitely stepped up and kind of emerged, I don't want to say as a favorite in the backfield, but he's definitely, you know, he's done a great job of it. And I think, you know, going into this week, it's going to be like looking in a mirror. Like you said, Eddie, they kind of run that same style. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see who brings what brings what. You know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, what they decide to bring and if Furman can throw them off by any chance. I know that they do have some tricks up their sleeve every now and then out in North Branch and some trick plays. We'll see if they pull anything out and, you know, come up with something special. But it'll be interesting.
And also total yards about Lucas Chapman, who's usually the lead blocker. He had 124 yards in against Emily City a couple weeks ago. He had a touchdown also, but he had two touchdowns with just on 49 yards. So it's good to have that big, strong guy across that goal line if you have to, if you know your defense is going to focus on Swash.
I feel like North Branch has a lot of meat up front, too. They have a lot of big boys in the trenches that help out with that run game, and I think you're going to see them really start playing up to their full potential now that they have to go into the BWAC, which is not an easy conference, and push against some other big boys as well in the trenches. So I think you're going to start seeing these guys reach their full potential.
And pun intended here, they have the horses.
Those they Broncos. Have the horses.
Is that game at Elmont?
Or this game is at Elmont.
Okay, well, that just, you know, adds another level of difficulty for North Branch. So, just a huge test for them now. But I think that's part of the reason why you put together a schedule like this at the beginning of the season, so you can get your team, you know, running at their absolute best, get that offense, you know, kind of, you know, finely tuned, and then once you get into a big game, you know, you're playing at your best. So we'll see if it pays off for North Branch. Should be a great game, but it's tough to win in Elmont.
Yeah, and what better way, Scotty, to test your team now, 3 weeks through now. You're warmed up, just like Elmont is warmed up. Now you're taking on a team that you know you have to beat because you have Croswell later on. You have the scary Armada Tigers who can't, who stood themselves up against Croswell. Those are the top three teams, you know, and you got to look out for Richmond, you know, I'll give them that. But you for Elmont, you got to win over North Branch if you want to stay in that good hunt for the Blue Water Area Conference title, because right now Croswell Lexington proved they're one of the top level teams, but they got to play North Branch themselves and Elmont themselves also. So you need to help yourself in this game, especially for it being a home game.
I think that that's part of what makes the BWAC so much fun is that there's so many must-win games. You know, this is, what, week four, and North Branch and Elmont already have a must-win game. Croslex Armada last week, week three, that's a must-win game if you want to win the BWAC. So there's, there's you know, these four teams up at the top, and it's going to be awesome to see how it plays out this year.
You want to add something, Scotty?
I was just going to say, I agree. I mean, it's so funny. Like, we're in week four, and we're already talking about must-win games. Week three, as Mike said, we're already talking about must-win games, and it's just, you know, it's a constant every single week. Like, oh, this team can knock off this team. But, yeah, I agree with you, Eddie. Elmont, if they want to stay in that hunt, or North Branch, they want to stay in that hunt, they got to win this week.
Yeah, because after this, they'll have Hamtramck, but then Richmond, Armada, and Croswell. A little bit of a mini gauntlet there after that. So, yeah, for North Branch. So. And for Elmont, after this game against North Branch, Armada and Croswell, and then Richmond. So both teams do not have a cakewalk at this point.
Man, poor Elmont. That's a tough stretch right there.
Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
So that's North Branch Broncos at the Elmont Raiders. We'll talk about the Elmont Raiders coming up here in the next hour. We've already eaten up our time here in the 5 o'clock hour. 6 o'clock coming up, we're going to talk about the Croswell Lexington, the Elmont Raiders, and the Croslex Armada game also. Both those teams will clash down later down the road there, but we're going to talk a little bit about the Elmont Raiders when we come back here on the Sportsline Radio Show. High school football recaps of week three, looking ahead to week four on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM.
Hi, I'm Grant Smith, owner of the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. If you are a senior 65 or older and you would like alternatives to your current health insurance, you don't have to wait. Make an appointment and come talk to us. We have policies you can buy throughout the year. And remember, we are here throughout the year to help you with any health insurance questions. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, the right decision.
Local news, local sports, local entertainment, feed, lifestyles, and so much more. That's what you get at BlueWaterHealthyLiving.com. Blue Water Healthy Living is an online magazine that keeps you in the know and lets you escape with their featured video shows, news, and daily articles. Blue Water Healthy Living can be the best part of your day, every day. Visit BlueWaterHealthyLiving.com. It's the online magazine that focuses on the heart and soul of the Blue Water area community.
From Graff, Chevrolet Buick, and Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Finally, we're starting to see new vehicles hit the lot on a regular basis.
Yep, perfect time for truck season.
You mean truck month?
Nope, truck season.
Truck month.
Truck season.
Truck month.
Take a look at the program.
Okay, truck season it is.
And guess what, Sam?
We got trucks.
Yes, sir, we've got trucks. We have three Chevy Silverados with the Trail Boss package and your choice of the 2.7-liter turbo, a 5.3-liter, or the very popular 3-liter Duramax diesel. We've also got a well-equipped LT, all here and ready for delivery.
And with up to $2,750 in incentive cash, plus an additional $1,000 in accessory cash, it's a great time to get your new truck.
And we have more than just trucks.
We also have a Z71 Suburban, LS Tahoe, and Buick SUVs.
And if you're looking for a Chevy Equinox, we'll have that too.
Truck season is here at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky. Stop in before they're all gone.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show, a recap of the Week 3 action and looking ahead to Week 4. Big game that we had covered on Sand Lake Broadcasting, 92.5 FM. We had the Crosby Lexington Pioneers hosting the Armada Tigers. A big game because of the fact that Armada Tigers themselves had a big win in Week 1, as well as Croswell when they beat Swan Valley. Armada with a big win over the Marine City Mariners. But Armada came back down 21-7 at one point, won in double overtime back in Week 1. And this kind of, everybody put this on the map. Armada coming into Croswell for this. Croswell carrying over, I guess, their record from last year. A lot of key players lost, but a lot of key players are still on the team here. And they pull off the win 34-12 in great fashion over the Armada Tigers. They pretty much had control of the game.
Yeah, I'm hoping we don't use up the rest of the show talking about Croslex. Yeah. But there's a lot to talk about with this game. And, you know, I think it was great because you and me were both there, Eddie. Yeah. But, yeah, just such a great win for Croslex. Kind of a statement win because, like you said, that the Armada Marine City game, yeah, that definitely put Armada on the map if they weren't already. And, you know, last year, Croslex and Armada playing for the BWAC title. This one, obviously, not for the title, but it has a lot of implications in the race. But just a lot of great storylines from this game, and great home opener for Croslex.
Yeah.
It was a great crowd, great atmosphere, the Armada fans showed up, and just a great win for Croslex.
Yeah, a big win. Gavin Espinoza over 200 yards passing in this game with the win. Threw for some touchdown passes also. He had three touchdowns. Did have an interception. That was critical, but Armada was not able to capitalize on that turnover themselves. They had to, you know, kick it right back to him.
Yeah, that was actually with Croslex getting close to the Armada end zone. But Coach LeGros talked about that after the game, and you know, just a miscommunication on the play. And you know, sometimes that happens when you have an offense like that. You're going fast, and you know, sometimes that just happens. But one interception on the game, that was pretty much the only mistake the offense made all night, I would say. So that's a pretty efficient showing from Espinoza, probably his most efficient game of the season, and, you know, made a lot of plays with his legs, too.
Scotty, you're in the Belly Club here. Belly Groppy, the junior, by the way, 7 carries, 108 yards, and a touchdown. And I think they're being careful with him also, you know. I know he was playing both sides of the ball, you know, but
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you, Mike, if you heard any more.
I have not. I've not heard anything, but as you probably noticed, Eddie, he was on the sidelines for the second half with a shoulder injury. He was going to get it looked at on Monday. I haven't heard anything. So, unfortunately, I feel like that means he's probably suffered an injury. You know, it's a really tough situation because
they just lost their one of their top wide receivers too, right?
That is correct. Yeah, the week before against Richmond, Drew Hosterman broke an ankle. So you're down your number one receiver. You're down your number one running back, and that's the main one of the main reasons that you know Kroslex is taking the week off. I mean, Elginak, you know, kind of forced him to take the week off. But, you know, Kroslek's going to take the week off, kind of get healthy and regroup a little bit. And you're going to have to start putting guys in different places. And, you know, they're going to have a couple weeks to figure some stuff out because, you know, Belly was just such a huge part of their offense. And you could tell in the second half, their offense looked a little bit different. But, I mean, that's tough when you're not giving it to Belly, you know, 5-10 times a half, I think given the bye week and you know another week of practice next week, Kroslex will have it figured out. They're going to find someone to play that running back position. On Friday, we saw Braylon Day get some carries. Nick Monzo got some carries. William Herman got a couple carries, I believe. So they're going to figure something out. It's going to be a little bit different if it's not Belly back there. Hopefully it is Belly back there. We don't know for sure anything yet, but
no news is good news sometimes.
Yeah, that too. You know, I think it might not be a bad strategy to kind of keep people guessing. You know, you don't know what to game plan for.
The key thing here, Scotty, with those injuries from last week that carried over this week, you saw some bright spots. Trevor Soul, man, he was catching some awesome passes at 3 receptions. Despite that, had a touchdown, a key one in the left end zone that I saw. Nick Monzo making some key catches, 5 receptions, 56 yards. It really spread the ball out good. Armada Tigers could not focus on this offense. Jackson Gonzalez, a senior, 2 receptions, but one of them was a touchdown also. You have that many weapons, and one guy, the next guy steps up.
Yeah. Well, it's like, you know, and going into this week, and it's kind of like in the pros in college, you get a bye week to heal everybody up, get some people healthy, and, you know, that could be a blessing now in the long run. I mean, they do have to take a week off, and they don't get actual game play, but, you know, they can heal up some people. But, yeah, as you said, Eddie, you know, I didn't know, you know, before halftime, Mike texts me, and he says, oh, you know, Armada just scored or whatever. And next thing you know, I look at the scoring update, and they had got another touchdown. I said, okay, what happened? And Mike's like, oh, they just – Kroslek scored, his time expired. And I'm like, oh, wow. And then he told me who it was, and I'm like, okay, a name I haven't heard of. So, yeah, exactly, the next man up, and, you know, somebody stepping up into that role that maybe is lost by an injury or, you know, whatever the case might be. So you got to love that. You got to love that, you know, that you can count on some of those other guys, the fallback guys, I guess, to step up and into big roles when needed.
Yeah, what you're referring to there, Scotty, is – Armada scored with 27 seconds left, and they got 6 points on the board at near the end of the half. But then 27 seconds with this passing offense, we just saw Kroslek to drive down the field there, Mike, and able to get another score as time expired.
Yeah, and that's the potential of this Kroslek offense. You know, they go 53 yards in 27 seconds. But I think the most interesting, you know, part about that drive was, you know, it was 3 passes, all 3 passes to Trevor Soul. And talking to Trevor and Coach LeGros after the game, you know, Gavin Espinoza came up to Coach LeGros and said, "Hey, I want to go for this. I want to go for the touchdown." So they go for it. You know, Trevor Soul says, "Hey, this guy, he can't guard me. You know, Armada's got a sophomore on Trevor Soul because." Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they hadn't heard about Trevor Soul before.
Reading the defense.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you go to him, you know, 3 times in a row. And, you know, even after the first 2 completions, you know, you would think maybe they would be keyed in on him a little bit more. But Espinoza doing a great job moving around in the pocket, creating some time and finding Trevor Soul in the end zone. Just a great way to end the half because, as you had mentioned, you know, Armada put together probably their best drive of the night on that scoring drive. It makes it 19-6. Armada gets the ball back to start the second half. You know, you never really know. It could be 19-14, and you have yourself a different ball game. But you go into the half with the 26-6 lead. That's a pretty comfortable lead.
Yeah, Lucas Pratt, the quarterback, let's give him credit, sophomore for Armada, managed the game pretty good. He had some good carries, too. 4 of 11 for passing for 45 yards only. He did run. 4 carries for 41 yards. Kyle Conan couldn't get it going. 20 carries, but he did have 70 yards. Vinny Foldale really shone bright in the second half, especially with 54 yards and 9 carries and got a touchdown. Leo Andrews, a senior, nice 5-yard battle for a touchdown there with the touchdown. He only had 2 carries for 6 yards, but 5 of those yards, he got that touchdown, I believe. Or was it a reception or a running play? I think it was maybe a little bit of a jet sweep play they tried there. Also, so total yards rushing for Armada Tigers, 200 yards. So just 245 yards total. We talked about this, guys, last week. We talked about the offense. Hey, let's talk about the defense. Crossville's got both sides of the ball going here, Scotty.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, obviously, you know, last week, I think, shocked me. Or 2 weeks ago when they played Richmond, and I saw that final score, and I'm like, man, you know, okay, that's legit. And then, you know, they were able to hold off Armada, and you saw a completely different style in the second half. But again, they were still – Armada only scored one touchdown, right? Or did they score two?
They scored two. They got one in the second half, yeah.
Okay, but it was late, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was in the fourth quarter, yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Okay. But it was a time-consuming drive.
Yeah, that was That was so my biggest complaint with Armada was, you know, they start moving the ball a little bit in the second half. Well, more towards the fourth quarter, but, you know, there was no urgency. I mean, you got to get a couple scores to make it a ball game. They just kind of chewed up some clock and, you know, gave Kroslex the ball back, and Espinosa scores a touchdown and kind of puts the game away.
And, you know, they've been doing a great job on the defensive side, which, you know, makes them even even harder to beat. So I applaud them once again for you know, getting that defense stacked up and ready to go. And we see in the BWAC that, you know, defense is a big part of the games, it seems like, because there's a lot of different ways that those players in the BWAC can move the ball, you know, either passing or running it. It's not just, you know, run the ball and possibly a pass. You know, they like to mix it up down there. So you got to be ready for anything, and I feel like, you know, Crosby-Lexington's defense is really ready for anything right now.
All right, that's a big segment on Crosby-Lexington getting the win over Armada, 34-12. They have a bye week, you could say, because they could not find a replacement. And then they'll have Yale coming up before the big showdown to September 30th that we will cover on Sand Lake Broadcast. Take care of business, though, against North Ranch this coming week on their home field. That's the Crosby-Lexington Pioneers. I think they'll be okay. So, yeah.
I think they're going to be just fine. And I think, you know,
to that point against Elmont.
Oh, yeah. They'll have a couple weeks to figure it out. And, you know, hopefully Belly's healthy and then we have nothing to worry about. But I think when we talked about Drew Hosterman's injury against Richmond, that was their number one receiver. And, you know, they like we talked about, we just saw a few guys step up. We see Trevor Soule step up. Jackson Gonzalez had a nice game. Braylon Day had a touchdown reception. And I think we're just going to see that same mentality from Crosby-Lex. If Belly is out for a significant amount of time, it's, hey, next man up. Let's find ourselves a running back, and let's just keep rolling.
All right, Scotty B, he's got to head into the volleyball game here to get his cameras all set up. Coming back from a cross-country game also. We'll let you go, Scotty. And game of the week is Vassar at Carroll. Pick up his edition of the Tuscola County Advertiser Wednesday out in the newsstands. Online subscription be better because you can get Saturday and Wednesday at the same bolt. Scotty B, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Mark McGarry here from More Motor Sales in Carroll. If you are planning a new car or truck purchase or you have a current lease expiring, it's time to start planning ahead. Inventory shortages and extended order delivery times are expected to continue. Whether you want to buy or lease, turn your car in or trade it in, we can help you make the best decision to capitalize on the current market conditions. Ford Motor Company is offering an order incentive of $1,000 on many vehicle lines over and above any other rebate to place your custom order. That's More Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81. Visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com and come see why for 57 years your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio, high school football sports show. Recap of week three action. Talked about Croswell Lexington's win over Armada, and Croswell has that bye week, you could say. No game this week to heal up as they get ready. When they come back, they'll be in action in week five already against Yale, and then they'll have Almont. Let's talk about the Almont Raiders. Big win over the Emily City Spartans in week three. It's just 7 points scored in the first quarter, and then they scored 28 points. The Raiders woke up and invaded the Spartans. It was 35-0 at the half. No score in the third quarter. 17 points by Emily City. 7 points in the fourth by Almont. I think that's when Almont might have started letting other players come in to take over here, Mike.
Yeah, I think that's something we talked about yesterday with Marlette Ubley. Marlette getting a lot of their younger guys in against the Ubley backups, and I think that's probably what we saw here because at 17 points in the quarter, I think that's more than Emily City has scored in a game yet this year. That's great for Emily City. I'm not too worried about it for Almont, though.
Yeah, and Jeff Poholsky, who sent these stats and some information, thanks to him, for the Almont Raiders. Looking at the total yards allowed in the second half, I believe it happened in the second half, 201 rushing yards for Emily City, 102 passing yards also. I do like the fact that Emily City is still trying to put a team out there.
Absolutely, so. And you know that they got their head coach got a late start. He wasn't hired until July, I'm pretty sure. June, July, which is a pretty late start. But, you know, they're seeing some promising things. They unfortunately had to play North Branch and Almont back-to-back. But I'm looking forward to seeing when they, you know, get to play against Yale, get to play against Richmond, get to play, you know, I guess they don't get Algonac. But, you know, I'd like to see them play in some of these games where they have a potential to maybe pick up a win.
Well, they could use a win, but they would have to pull off the upset over the Armada Tigers this week for the Emily City Spartans.
Man, that's a tough stretch. Yeah. North Branch, Almont, Armada, man. And Emily City getting no favors.
And then they get Richmond, and then they get Yale, and then Croswell Lexington. I don't know who the replacement for Algonac would be, but then they'll have a team, just Flint, it's called. So
okay.
For Emily City. Okay. So Almont, just 333 total yards. 69 yards passing, rushing yards 264. According to the NFLware, I think it's because they were playing with a lot of short field.
Yeah, that's always something you got to consider when you're looking at those stats in a blowout situation like that. We'll just chalk it up to that. I'm sure it was, you know, short field.
Yeah, Cole Walton had the 40-yard pass reception from Trenton Cruz, making it 7-0. Chase Batani, Matthew Meisel, got to look out for him in the backfield also, and their jet sweep plays. They'll run the wing tee also. Bryce Furman had a touchdown, 35-0. He'll go up against Dad in this game coming up for Almont Raiders hosting the North Branch Broncos. Jacob Fuller also getting a 70-yard kickoff return. There you go.
Yep.
42-7 at one point in the fourth quarter also. Cruz, 49 yards and a touchdown for passing, 2-for-6. Rushing-wise, it was Mr. Matthew Meisel with 8 carries, 121 yards and a touchdown. Batani had 8 carries, 60 yards and a touchdown. And Bryce Furman, 6 carries, 35 yards, and a touchdown. Do you think he's going to ask, put me in more?
Maybe.
Or you think Coach Furman's going, I want that game. I want my son to don't allow him a touchdown in this game. So we'll see. It's going to be a big game. The Almont Raiders, North Branch. I mean, there's so much juices, but you got to get past that at this point. I think both coaches are past that point, you hope. But it's still for the fans and for us. The rivalries and the backstories in this
for
game.
For sure. And what, like we talked about with North Branch, we know that they're very, very good. But they really haven't played anybody yet. You know, Almont, who did they open the season with?
Almont opened up the season. They opened up the season with a win over Marysville. So a big win, 35-24. Then they had Hamtramck, 44-0.
Okay.
And then week three here, one-third of the season already, 42-17 over Emily City.
So a little bit, maybe a little bit of a tougher schedule for Almont. That Marysville win is a nice win. But we're really going to find out a lot about these teams this week. We're going to see if they're contenders or if they're pretenders, you know. And like we talked about earlier, this is a must-win game, especially when, you know, both of these teams still have to play Armada, both of these teams still have to play Croslex. So we're going to find out a lot about these teams, and, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing – I'm looking forward to seeing how North Branch looks against a legit team.
Yeah, like we said earlier, Almont is a must-win situation at this point. They have North Branch this week at home, Armada, and then Crossville Lexington, and look out for Richmond. Who won, by the way, picked up a game, got the win over Detroit University Prep, 28-6. That was a replacement game because Algonac dropped out in the beginning of the year. Now they'll have the Yale Bulldogs. You can't look past the Yale Bulldogs despite their shutout against North Branch.
Right, and I think credit to Richmond for picking that game up, because I'd have to imagine that's pretty big playoff points. Detroit University Prep, I'd imagine that's a bigger school than Richmond. So, you know, big playoff points there. And we were talking off air about their schedule. They have Yale and Imlay City up next. We could have a 5-1 Richmond team. And, you know, while they may not be able to beat the top dogs in the BWAC, you know, 5-4 might get you in with this schedule. So big credit to Richmond for picking up that game. And, you know, that might help them make a push into the playoffs.
Two straight losses for the Yale Bulldogs. They lost to Armada in week two, 18-42. Put up points, mm-hmm. but got shut out against North Branch. Richmond they have this week, and then Crossville Lexington, Imlay City, Algonac, Almont, and Lutheran North. You know, trying to build those building blocks here. This is what, his second year, Garrett Grunman?
Second year for Coach Grunman, yeah.
So, all right. So the schedule for week four, we just talked about the BWAC there a little bit. Week four, of course, the biggest game is North Branch at Almont. Other games in the BWAC this week, you have Armada, Imlay City, Richmond at Yale. Curious game there.
Mm-hmm.
Crossville Lexington, they get the forfeit win over Algonac. Couldn't find a replacement team. I think they were looking for somebody tough.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they, you know, because we've seen that already with Crosslex's schedule, playing Swan Valley week one, Freeland week nine. I'm sure they were trying to pick someone up. It's kind of hard to pick up a game in the middle of the season, though. Not a whole lot of openings, especially at, you know, that D4, D5 level. There's not a lot of teams that are looking for games at that point in the season.
Yeah, and they're trying to heal up, too. So
Yeah.
All right, that's our Talking the Blue Water Area Conference. Coming up, high school eight-player football coming your way. I've got a big proclamation to say. It could be pie in my face, but I'm going to say it. We'll be right back here on the Sportsline Radio Show, High School Football Recaps. On WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM. My coverage for this week, Friday, I got Brad Schaub with me to call a game. Sandusky football team at the Marlette Red Raiders this coming Friday at 6:30 p.m. on 92.5 WBGB and also streaming. We'll be right back.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower. Built for taking it easy. That's right. We're talking lemonade on a lazy afternoon easy. Or a staycation with your garden gnome easy. Because we're all about keeping it simple. That's why we added the Easy Change 30-second oil change system to make the job nice and simple. And with the convenience of standard mulch control, you'll control your clippings without any extra effort. So you can get back to the good stuff. Because lawns aren't just for mowing. They're for living. Nothing runs like a deer. Get a new Z300 Series zero-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
See your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Bad Axe, Carroll, Marlette, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Saginaw, Birch Run, Reese, and Rochester Hills.
There are names of businesses in our hometown that stand out because of their reputation, their professionalism, and their longevity. One of these cornerstones is the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. Since 1978, Grant Smith has been preserving and providing security through health insurance policies when most needed. Call the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency today and know that he will also be here for you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Grant Smith, owner of the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. If you are a senior 65 or older and you would like alternatives to your current health insurance, you don't have to wait. Make an appointment and come talk to us. We have policies you can buy throughout the year. And remember, we are here throughout the year to help you with any health insurance questions. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, the right decision.
All right, welcome back to the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. Recap of Week 3 action and looking ahead to Week 4. And now we get into the High School 8-player football. Pie in my face, here I go. Big proclamation I'm going to say about High School 8-player football. I believe the Brown City Green Devils are the best team in the thumb for High School 8-player football. A thumb area team.
There you go.
Do you disagree?
I don't necessarily disagree. Here's what I'll say.
Okay.
Because this conversation came up off air because of the polls, the Dumb Area Sports.
Poll schmoes.
All right.
Yeah, I'm the one who complained. I didn't
right.
get my poll in.
Yeah.
No signal on the golf course. I got third place in the Thursday night league, by the way. So.
Yeah, okay. Right. That's great. So in the week three Sports Writers Association polls, it goes Kingston, Deckerville, Brown City. Personally, I put Kingston first, Brown City second. Now, here's the only reason. When I do my polls, I base it a lot off of what wins you currently have. And that's also why I believe Croslex should be number one in the poll. I put them number one because they have the best win. They beat Armada. Kingston, they currently have the best win. They beat Oakland Christian. Genesee. Oakland Christian, I think that's going to, when we look back on the season at the end of the year, that's going to end up being a very nice win for Kingston.
Kingston will fall in Division I, too.
They will, yes.
For high school player football.
Yep. And when you look at Brown City, yes, the Pec win, that was great win. But we don't really know anything about Onekama or Maple Valley. So as of right now, I have Kingston number one, Brown City two. I would love to see Kingston play Brown City. I think that would be a fantastic game.
Or Deckerville,
mm-hmm. yeah. But like you said, we're going to find out this weekend. Brown City hosting Sutton's Bay. If Brown City pulls off the win there, I think I don't think anybody will have a problem putting Brown City first.
And just coming on the presses, I do believe we'll be helping out Thumb Tugger Sports to cover this game on Saturday afternoon.
Cool.
Dave Frederick might be joining me for this game also,
cool.
but I think regardless, I will be there and do my best to call it all by myself.
So, yeah. Well,
this game's got to be covered because this is a big game. Sutton's Bay is no slouch.
No.
And this is the
no.
toughest game so far. Other than we thought about Onekama obviously must be down because of a big win this past week for the Brown City Green Devils, getting a big win. That was the final score, 52-0 over Onekama.
Yeah, I think Onekama, a little bit low on numbers, having a little bit of a down year, but Brown City just took care of business. That's a road trip that's over 200 miles.
That was a Saturday game, too.
That was a Saturday game, but to be able to get off the bus after driving 200 miles and beating a team 52-0, that's really all you can ask for. And they did it in a variety of ways. Through the first two games, it's been a heavy dose of Clint Ford and Kyle Affer running the ball. This week, it was Ethan Worrell throwing the ball. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because we looked at the stats last week, and it was Lawson Cooper that was throwing the ball around. So maybe a little bit of a quarterback battle here for Brown City. So I'm interested to see what Ethan looks like at quarterback this weekend. But the defense for Brown City, they have a fumble recovery for a touchdown. They have a safety. They do a great job of shutting down the run. I believe they held Onekama to just around 100 yards of total offense.
I'm looking right now, 103 yards total.
I figured I was close. But really just a great overall performance for Brown City. Didn't really put up a whole lot of rushing yards, but, you know, that's something, you know, we've talked about, you know, working with the short field and, you know, you get these defensive touchdowns. The running game is still great for Brown City. It's been awesome the past 2 weeks to see the passing game emerge. Because week one versus Peck, we didn't see a whole lot of that. You know, we had the rain and we had, you know, Brown City getting up on Peck early, not really needing to throw the ball around. So if Brown City can balance that running game with, you know, throwing in this passing game, which has, you know, produced a lot of touchdowns and a lot of yards over the past 2 weeks, they're going to be an extremely dangerous team.
Ethan Worrell had 10 of 14. 10 completions out of 14 attempts, 175 yards passing, 3 touchdown passes. Another great dynamic for Brown City offense. Like I said, their offense is geared for this 8-player game compared to it was in 11-player off also. Rushing yards, they still had some rushing yards out there. Not much. Kyle Affrey was your leading rusher, 47 yards on 1 attempt, 1 touchdown. A touchdown for Clint Ford, a touchdown for Lawson Cooper, a touchdown for Ethan Worrell, also the quarterback. Despite his minus 5 yards rushing, he got a touchdown.
Touchdown's all that matters.
On 6 carries, yeah. So, what did you learn about this game? By the way, Clint Ford, leading receiver, 65 yards, 5 receptions and a touchdown. 3 receptions for Kyle Affer, 55 yards and a touchdown. 2 for Colin Vandenberg, 55 yards, two receptions and a touchdown. Also, what did you talk to Coach Aaron Cooper, who we will talk to after this week, by the way, next week?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking to Coach Cooper this weekend after the Sutton's Bay game, specifically about the quarterback position, to see, you know, what's the game plan there? Because we've seen a lot of Lawson Cooper, and we've seen a lot of Ethan Worrell, and we saw both of them week one against Peck. But I think the thing that stands out again for me with Brown City, we've talked about it the first 3 weeks, the Brown City defense, you know, they've been fantastic this year. Only 103 yards of total offense. They get a touchdown. They get their second safety of the season. And just when you look at the defensive numbers, it's not just one or two guys. It's a team effort. And we saw that in the preseason with Brown City when they were playing up at Kingston. A lot of gang tackling, a lot of flying to the football, and I think that's just carried over. And, you know, like we said, we're going to find out against Sutton's Bay just how legit this defense is. But I think they're going to surprise some people. I think they're going to – and it starts with the defensive line. Same thing with the offense. Starts with the offensive line.
Yeah, and they got to hold their own here because Sutton's Bay is a tough team. They are 2-1, but their loss was to North Point Christian in week one, who is 3-0 right now.
Well, and when you look at North Point Christian, it's kind of a weird situation because that's a Class C school, and I believe their enrollment is sitting around 400, 500 kids.
Yeah.
So I don't really know what the story is with them. So I'm not gonna take anything away from Sutton's Bay. That's not a bad loss in the slightest.
Yeah, and I think Brown City learned a lot from their win over Maple Valley Lions, despite giving up 167 yards and 137 yards rushing against Maple Valley Lions, where it was 20-6 at the half at that point. And then Maple Valley scored 14 points and said, "Hey, we got to settle down here and get right back on to business." But a good win. They're 3-0 right now. Some good wins, but this would be a key to really give them those playoff points.
So, for sure, yeah.
So we'll have that game on Channel 1 at thumbtoegetter.com. I'll be covering that game regardless if I'm by myself.
You'll find someone. You always get someone. Yeah.
All right, that's Brown City Green Devils. Can't wait for that game on Saturday afternoon, kickoff at 3 p.m. Our pregame coverage will be at 2:45 p.m. We'll be right back here on the Sportsline High School Football Sports Show. More 8-player talk coming up.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler with Kohler's Propane. Looking back, it's been a real nice summer, but each day is closer to fall and cooler weather. When it's time for your furnace to go on, will you be ready? You will be if you depend on Kohler's Propane. For 73 years, we've been keeping homes and businesses in the Thumb and Blue Water area warm and cozy. Our goal is to provide you with quality products and superior service. We guarantee your price for one full year, offer free tank installation, free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. At Kohler's, we have a commitment to our customers and communities we serve to continue to provide the level of service we would expect ourselves. For information, call us toll free, 800-572-2191. Or visit our website, getkohlers.com. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Your friends at Liberty Lanes and Sandusky say, come join the team. The Fall Bowling Leagues will soon be starting, and Liberty Lanes has openings for the Monday night and Wednesday morning ladies' leagues, as well as men's leagues on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Liberty Lanes also has mixed leagues on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday evenings. For more information or sign up, just call or stop in at Liberty Lanes and talk to Roger or Heidi. Plus, Liberty Lanes is a great place to eat. Great food, drinks, and spirits. They are also hiring for all positions, so apply now at Liberty Lanes, located at the West Park Plaza and Sandusky. Call 810-648-9860. 810-648-9860. And like them on Facebook and their website, BowlLibertyLanes.com. Welcome back to the Sportsline High School Football Sports Show. I'm Eddie Fury, along with my co-host right now, Mike Gallagher of the San Luis County News. Pick up his Wednesday edition of the San Luis County Sports tomorrow on Wednesday on newsstands. So check it out right at midnight. You'll be out there in the newsstands. It's just a 24-hour story if you're hoping, maybe around the overnight hours. All right, or get the online edition like I have. All right, moving on to high school 8-player football. The Decker Bowl Eagles played on Saturday evening. We covered the game with my partners at Thumbtugger to Sports on Channel 1. And Toledo Christian came on up and laid a shellacking. You did a little bit of research on Toledo Christian. The Eagles are a good team.
Yeah, Scott.
Not the Decorville Eagles. Toledo Christian Eagles.
The Ohio
right?
Eagles. Yeah. Yes, yeah. The Toledo Christians. Yeah, this is, you know, I'm not gonna get too worried about Decorville after a game like this. Obviously, Decorville picks up this game with the forfeit of Flint International. So Decorville decides, hey, let's go out, let's find a game. We're a young team. We got to be playing games. Let's test ourselves, you know. But Toledo Christian, that's a team. They were coming off of a week two loss against Adrian Lenaway Christian, the state champions, Division I last year. Lenaway Christian, that was just a touchdown loss for Toledo Christian. They have a really talented quarterback, and he had a very efficient day. Toledo Christian, 18 carries, 290 yards. Quarterback was 8 of 10 for 185 yards. And for Decorville, you know, in the first quarter, it was a lot of quick scoring for Toledo Christian. But in a game like this, you got to look at the small things that you improved on. And in the second, third, fourth quarters, you know, the defense started making some stops. You know, they started getting Toledo Christian into some second, third, fourth down situations. Unfortunately, Toledo Christian would always seem to come up with the big play. But it was nice to see the Decorville defense settle in a little bit. And then in the second half, Decorville gets on the board. Derek Osborne, 1 yard touchdown reception. And Dylan Ball punches in the two-point conversion to get Decorville on the board late in the fourth quarter. And what really stood out in the second half was Dylan Ball. He finishes the game with 15 carries for 56 yards. And, you know, that's the most carries he's had in his career at Decorville. And he was running extremely, extremely well in the second half, I thought. A tough loss for Decorville, but, you know, once they get back into Stars play, they're gonna be perfectly fine. They got Genesee this week.
Yeah, they got Genesee this weekend.
Okay, yeah. So Decorville, they're going to get right back on track, get back to focusing on getting ready for this Kingston game.
All right, and speaking of Kingston, Kingston got it. Well, they won 50-14 over Genesee themselves. But the key stat here was Olin Corliss once again putting the numbers up.
Yeah, this is courtesy of Scott Bowlesby. Olin Corliss broke the school record for touchdowns in a game with 5 touchdowns, and he only played the first half. Mm. So Olin Corliss is currently our, I personally think, and I'm sure a lot of the other TSA members think, that he is the front runner for the player of the year right now. He was in the conversation last year as a sophomore. He currently has 54 carries, 502 yards, and 12 touchdowns on the ground. And he's doing it defensively. He's doing it throwing the ball. He's doing it on special teams. So Olin Corliss, he's going to be the focal point for these Stars teams that are going to be looking to upset Kingston. But they've looked extremely good this year. The Akron Fairgrove win week one was a nice win. The Oakland Christian win week two, that's a signature win for Kingston. And then Genesee just taking care of business this week.
So now you can't look past Burton Atherton this week for Kingston because they can't score points. KPEC only had a 10-point win over Burton Atherton, 32-22. Burton Atherton lost to Mayville also, but Mayville has a high-powered offense, but that was only a 2-point loss for Burton Atherton. Their week one win was over New Haven Merritt, 18-8. So Burton Atherton's a tough team, and Kingston's got to look out.
Well, and it sounds like, you know, we don't know a ton about some of these Stars and Stripes teams, but it sounds like participation is up at Burton Atherton. There's more kids on the sidelines, and, you know, this is a program taking a step in the right direction. And, you know, they, like you said, took care of business week one, hung with Mayville, and they're gonna be looking for the upset.
All right, so Kingston up against Burton Atherton, can't look past him. Neither can KPEC against Auburn Hills Oakland Christian themselves. KPEC, you know, surprised a lot of people despite their loss to Decorville. They hung in there with Decorville. Auburn Hills Oakland Christian got the big win over Mayville, 60-18. Do you know anything about this Oakland Christian Lancers team? I know Scotty's seen them already.
Right, Scott saw them. That was actually the second time Scott saw them because we both saw them. They were at the PEC scrimmage in the preseason. They do a lot of interesting things on offense. They do a lot of spread. They do a lot of option. They do a lot of read option. So they're a very dangerous team on the offensive side of the ball. As you could see with the final score against Mayville, Mayville is a team that always plays tough. They always play good defense. And to put up 60 on Mayville, that's pretty impressive, I'd say.
Yeah, 46-18 was the halftime score. Mayville got those points in the first half, couldn't score in the second half. 14 points in the third quarter for Oakland Christian. Their quarterback, number 11, 12 of 21, 254 yards passing, three touchdowns in the air. Their leading rusher had six carries, 71 yards, and two touchdowns. Also, the leading receiver, four receptions and 111 yards receiving-wise for Auburn Hills Oakland Christian. So I can't wait for this matchup later down with some of the Kingston with Deckerville later on through the season. But this is going to be an interesting game for KPEC. They really got to hold on against what maybe I made the proclamation too soon that I think they're the best team in the Thumbnail probably, but they're not in the NCTL this year. So,
right,
yeah,
right,
so,
yeah.
All right. So good luck to those teams in that schedule. So let's take a look at that schedule. We'll talk about when we come back here. Also, we got to talk about Carson getting their big first win. Looking ahead, Burton Atherton against Kingston, Auburn Hills Oakland Christian against KPEC. That's a big game. So both those are games, are good games. Deckerville against Genesee. And Mayville, do they have a game this week or not? They were supposed to play for International.
I believe they have not picked up a game, but I'm not 100% sure about that. I'm sure they're trying if they haven't.
All right, we still got more high school A-player football. We got the Carsonville Port St. Luke Tigers to talk about as they went up against Ashley and got the win. We'll be right back here on the Sportsline High School Football Sports Show.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes six loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck.
What's that? What'd you say? I can barely hear you. You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
The kids are back in school, the nights are a bit chillier, and with all the lake activities, campfires, hometown festivals, and parades, you've had a great summer. However, after all the wear and tear from a busy life, your cell phone has seen better days. You're in luck, because Thumb Cellular has deals for you. Throughout September, all iPhone 12 and 13 models are $50 off while supplies last. And if you're a fan of flashy Androids, you can save $200 on the Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3. Best of all upgrades or new lines come with a free month of service. Yes, 100% free. Don't forget to protect your new phone with a case and a screen protector. You get $10 off when buying them as a pair. You won't want to miss Thumb Cellular's September deals, so hurry in today. Terms and conditions apply. Speak with a customer care representative for details. Visit your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or find out more at thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers valid through September 30th, 2022.
Welcome back to the Sportsline High School Football Sports Show. A recap of Week 3 action, looking ahead to Week 4. Let's talk about the Carsonville Port St. Luke Tigers in the North Central Thumb League's High School A Player Stripes Division. First win for the Carsonville Port St. Luke Tigers as they won over Ashley 32-22 on the field. They got the forfeit win back in Week 1 where they didn't have a game. against Flint International, because Flint International canceled their season. They lost to Akron Fairgrove. I think they were in that game. They just kind of let that one go. This one, I would say, you could say in eight-player football, a close win, 32-22, but it's a big win for the Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely. 2-1 on the year. That's the best start for Carsonville-Port Sanilac since the 2013 season. So congratulations to Carsonville-Port Sanilac. And the story of this game is Nick Lewis. Talking to Coach Hartzell last week after the loss to Akron Fairgrove, he said, you know, we got to get him the ball more. He had, I think he had he didn't have as many carries as he should have had against Akron. I can't, not sure the exact number right now. So against Ashley, you give him the ball 24 times. 276 yards, 5 touchdowns.
That's some good fantasy football numbers that I could have used this past week.
that's the kind of stat line that you want from Nick Lewis, and you know that's kind of what we're expecting. You know, this is a guy, he can do that every night if you let him. You just got to give him the carries. But it was also a few other guys. Coach Hartzell pointed out their kicker Tyler Kendall. You know, giving them great field position. Brennan Porter filling in on the offensive line after, you know, they suffered an injury against Akron Fairgrove. And it's tough when you're, you know, these smaller eight-player teams, there's not a lot of depth. So you're going to be moving people around. And it sounds like Brennan Porter stepped up well. And Hunter Nunn, that's another name we heard quite a bit last year. Sounds like he had a huge play against Ashley defensively late in the game, forcing a fumble. You know, and in a 10-point game, that's a huge play. But CPS, they're gonna the thing about the Stripes, it's every week is kind of a battle. You know, Akron Fairgrove last week, Ashley this week. Ashley was a team that was coming off a win against New Haven Merritt. Now you get North Huron, and North Huron, we've talked about. Yeah, they're gonna be a little bit down. They lost Will Case. They lost, you know, a lot of seniors, but they're tough. They're always going to play you tough. They're always going to play good defense. And this is another test for CPS. And, you know, the schedule doesn't get any easier after this. I believe you have All Saints, New Haven Merritt.
Yeah.
The nice thing for CPS, you got 3 straight home games. So, you know, this is a time where you got to start picking up some wins. Right now in the NCTL Stripes, PEC 2-0. Everybody else is 1-1. So, you know, the Stripes is still wide open. But you're going to have to win every week. You're going to have to take care of business because you don't want to fall behind Peck a couple of games. You know, you want to be in that situation where when you're CPS and you get to that game with Peck, it's going to be for a Stripes title. And in order to do that, you got to take care of business against everybody else. I think if they can continue to get Nick Lewis the ball, if they can stay healthy, if you know, you have these younger guys step up. They have an extremely young offensive line this year. Which at the beginning of the season, that's going to be tough. But as you get later into the season, you know, that offensive line is just going to get better and better. So CPS, there's good things happening over there. And I'm looking forward to catching them pretty soon. Like we said, they got a few home games coming up. So I'm just really excited about this win for CPS.
Yeah, but they can't rest, like you said. Tough games against North Huron. Don't look past North Huron. They did get a big win themselves over Caseville. It was Caseville. But, again, credit to those teams that put in a team out there. 56-18 for North Huron after they lost to Bay City All Saints back in Week 2. And in Week 1, they also lost to KPAC 20-8. North Huron this week, they will have a game up against Ashley themselves. We have Akron Fairgrove against Caseville. Akron Fairgrove, Carsonville Port. Let me see. I'm looking wrong here. First of all, Carsonville Port Sanilac taking on North Huron. Akron Fairgrove taking on New Haven Merritt. Akron Fairgrove last week lost to the Peck Pirates 50-22. Bay City All Saints also smarting on an 8-point loss to New Haven Merritt. And New Haven Merritt taking on Akron Fairgrove, All Saints against Caseville. Ashley now takes on the Peck Pirates. And this is who CPS will meet later on, I think in Week 8 of the Stripes Division schedule. But right now, CPS can't rest with those teams. Quite of a gauntlet for them to get to that point. And then they'll have Kingston, tough team, to wrap things up. Yeah. All right, first things first. Carson will take it on North Huron. North Huron's a tough team. Like you said, look out for them. Let's talk about the Peck. They've had wins over Caseville, 54-0. And then against Akron Fairgrove past week three here last week, 50-22. They're up against Ashley. We saw what Ashley can do against CPS. You can't look past this team.
Yeah, and Ashley does a pretty good job of throwing the football around, so that's going to be the key for Peck this week. But this win against Akron Fairgrove, I mean, this is a signature win. This was a game that was getting a lot of hype from us, going into it, because, you know, whoever was going to win this game would put themselves in the driver's seat in the stripes. And, there was a lot of expectations for Akron Fairgrove after the nice win against CPS, and Peck just took care of business. You know, they're 2-0 now, and they got Ashley up next. So I think they're just going to try and just keep taking care of business. But again, it was Caleb Lettner. He had 200 yards against Brown City, over 200 yards against Caseville. Akron Fairgrove, 357 yards and six touchdowns.
Wow.
So he's playing pretty well right now, and he's going to be tough to stop. You know, teams know that Caleb Lettner is the best player on the Peck Pirates, but the trouble is stopping him. You know, he had 27 carries against Akron Fairgrove. He had a majority of their carries, and, you know, Peck doesn't try and hide it. You know, Caleb Lettner's our best player. We're going to get him the ball, and he's going to go for 357 yards. Defensively, Stephen Van Konen, again, after last week having 12 tackles for loss against Caseville, against Akron Fairgrove, he has 3 sacks and 5 quarterback hurries, and then interceptions for Brady Babcock and Hansa Pullman. Peck, they still got some things to clean up. They had trouble with penalties against Akron Fairgrove. Mm-hmm. Akron Fairgrove did score some points. I think it was 22 points. But Peck's rolling right now, and they're going to be an extremely dangerous team if they can stay healthy.
Well, they're taking on some dangerous teams, though. Also, Ashley this week, and then next week, Bay City All Saints, and they have North Huron coming up, and of course, against New Haven Merritt. So a gauntlet here for Peck.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then also Carsonville, Port Stanley in week 8. So, and then Peck will have Deckerville in week 9.
Yeah, that's a fun way to wrap up the season, though, if you're the Peck Pirates, potentially, playing for a Stripes title with a county rival in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, and then wrapping up the season with Peck Deckerville, which is, that's been a big rivalry, and they haven't played the past couple of years, but it's going to be nice to have that game back. It should be a competitive game, but I just love when, Peck plays CPS, Peck plays Brown City, Peck plays Deckerville. It's great when they play all these teams in the county, because that's how it's always been. When they were 11 player, they play Marlette, they play Brown City, they play CPS, it's just great to see some of these rivalries come back.
All right, we'll be back with our final segment of the Sports Lion Radio High School Football Sports Show on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM.
Hi, I'm Grant Smith, owner of the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. If you are a senior 65 or older and you would like alternatives to your current health insurance, you don't have to wait. Make an appointment and come talk to us. We have policies you can buy throughout the year. And remember, we are here throughout the year to help you with any health insurance questions. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, the right decision.
Local news, local sports, local entertainment, faith, lifestyles, and so much more. That's what you get at BlueWaterHealthyLiving.com. Blue Water Healthy Living is an online magazine that keeps you in the know and lets you escape with their featured video shows, news, and daily articles. Blue Water Healthy Living can be the best part of your day, every day. Visit BlueWaterHealthyLiving.com. It's the online magazine that focuses on the heart and soul of the Blue Water area community.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Welcome back to the Sports Line Radio High School Football Sports Show. The recaps of Week 3 are now in the books. We look ahead to Week 4. A lot of good games this week. Of course, the big one as we look at our schedule, our game of the week on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Follow that. We got the Sandusky football team at the Marlette Red Raiders, and you'll be covering that game also, right?
I'll be there. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one. Haven't seen Sandusky yet. Saw Marlette against USA. Should be a fun matchup. I'm really looking forward to checking out Sandusky's run game and seeing if the young Marlette squad can bounce back from the tough loss against Ubley.
Yeah, both teams need this win. Big showdown in the Greater Thumb East. What could decide the Greater Thumb East title? I know Cassidy still has to play one of these teams later on, but Harbor Beach got the win over Cass City. Ubley's turn will be later on, but it'll be Ubley at Harbor Beach, what they call in Huron County, the Backyard Brawl.
Backyard Brawl, yeah.
That game will be on Channel 1, Jonathan Bisher at thumbtailgetter.com, along with Ashley Wayne Palmer.
Yeah, and the Associated Press football polls came out yesterday, and that's going to be a top 10 matchup. Ooh. Between Ubley and Harbor Beach. Ubley at 4, Harbor Beach at 6. So there's going to be a lot of excitement around that game.
Memphis at Cass City, USA at Lakers. We don't know if that game's going to be played or not yet.
That game is not going to be played.
Okay, that's officially announced.
USA taking the week off, trying to get healthy. They were already a little bit low on numbers. They've got a young team. They got banged up against Marlette, and sounds like they got banged up a little bit more against Reese. So they'll be playing a JV game on Friday night, I believe. And hopefully we'll see USA next week.
Vassar's at Carroll. They'll be on 92.1 FM WIDL. Scott Mosby, who's on with us earlier today. Blue Water Area Conference, the game of the week. It's North France at Elmont. They'll be on Channel 2 on thumbtailgetter.com. Mikey Smith and Phil Nickel, huge game here.
Yeah, huge game. We've talked a lot about North Branch, talked a lot about Elmont, but it's going to be exciting to see, a big BWAC matchup. We got Croslex Armada last week. We got North Branch Elmont this week. And I feel like every week there's a game like that in the BWAC.
Could be a big decider for the BWAC title also. Armada, Emily City, Richmond at Yale. Crowds of Lexington already got their forfeit win over Algonac. They have no games. They're going to need some injury rest here also. North Central Thumb League Stars and Stripes, eight-player football. It is Dackerville at Genesee, Kingston at Burton Atherton. Interesting game there. North Huron at Carsonville, Port Sienna, like we talked about in our last segment. Peck at Ashley, another interesting game. Bay City All Saints is at Casevale. Mayville, we don't think they have a game. Saturday games, KPEC at Auburn Hills, Oakland Christian. Interesting game. We already talked about that one. Sutton's Bay Norsemen at the Brown City Green Devils. Confirmed will be on Channel 1, 2:45 p.m. at thumbtailgetter.com. Dave Frederick and myself will be covering that game. Akron Fairgrove at New Haven Merit Academy. A lot of interesting games in the Stripes division and Stars division.
Absolutely, especially in the Stripes with everybody kind of on an even playing field this week.
Yeah.
2 weeks into it, obviously Peck with maybe a little bit of a step up at 2-0, but everybody else sitting at 1-1 in the conference. So it's going to be interesting to see how things play out.
Week 4 gives you more.
Right.
I love it. That is Mike Gallagher, Sand Lake County News, sports editor and writer. Check out the subscription online or get your paper edition. But the paper comes out every Wednesday, and that's coming up tomorrow. Mike Gallagher, the Sand Lake County News Sports. Big shout-out to Scott Bosby for helping us out today also from the Tuscola County Advertiser, and also does work at 92.1 FM WIDL. And to Jonathan Bisher and the Thumb Tuggeter folks, Ashley, Jonathan, Phil, Mikey, big shout-out to you guys. And Dave Frederick helping me out for a game on Thumb Tuggeter. We'll have Brown City up against Sutton's Bay Saturday afternoon, 2:45 p.m. on Channel 1 at thumbtugger.com. My game on Sand Lake Broadcasting will be Sandusky and Marlette, 92.5 FM, 6:30 p.m., streaming on the internet with Brad Schaub helping me out.
Yeah, you got to be careful that Brad doesn't take your job, Eddie.
Hey, as long as I can help.
Right.
Thank you for tuning in to the Sportsline High School Football Sports Show. And coming up, we will join the Jesse Kelly Show, already in progress, right here on WMIC, AM 660 and 95.3 FM.